Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Ever feel like you're living with a neighbor from hell?
Yeah.
Like you walk straight into an episode of that show?
Oh, absolutely. Those stories can be wild.
Well, today we're doing a deep dive into a listener's story, and it's got it all. Noise complaints, tension, and those head-scratching moments you just wouldn't believe.
It really makes you think about those seemingly peaceful apartment buildings. You know, one little thing can turn it upside down.
Exactly. And our listener wrote to Nightmare Neighbors, really looking for some guidance on this one. They seem like someone who just wants that quiet life, you know, no drama.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
Right. And they even mentioned dealing with the usual apartment stuff, thin walls, footsteps, all that, without a problem.
Mm.
But everything changed when their grandparents came to visit. Older folks.
Hmm. And is this where things go from normal everyday noise to...
Well, get this. It's the bathroom.
The bathroom?
Yeah. Using the bathroom became the main issue.
Oh, wow. Okay. You gotta use the bathroom.
You'd think. Right. Everyone wakes up in the middle of the night sometimes. Gotta go. But the downstairs neighbors, they were not having it. Started leaving notes about unbearable noise at night. Specifically, these bathroom trips.
It's interesting how something so, I don't know, essential can become such a source of conflict.
It's crazy, right? Like, we've all been there. And these notes, they weren't just a one-time thing. They started getting more and more demanding, even suggesting the listener tell their grandparents to, and I'm quoting here, hold it at night.
Oh, wow. That's really crossing a line. Especially considering it's their grandparents who might have different needs, you know?
Exactly. It's just not reasonable. So, naturally, our listener tries reaching out to building management, right? Figured they could help sort things out.
That seems like the logical step, right?
You'd think so. But they were met with complete silence. No response, no attempt at mediating, nothing.
It's unfortunate how often that happens, though. Property managers might be afraid to get involved legally or just overwhelmed, and then the person dealing with it feels stuck.
Yeah, it's like being stuck between a rock and a hard place. And unfortunately for our listener, things did not get better. In fact, they escalated. See, our listener was studying for some big-time professional exam, so there were some late nights involved, though they made it clear. Nothing disruptive, just, like, quiet typing and maybe getting a glass of water.
Late-night studying, that's pretty common. Students, professionals, we've all been there. But I can see how, depending on someone's sensitivity, even those quiet sounds...
become a big deal.
Yeah, exactly, especially at night.
And that's part of the issue here, isn't it? Perspective. But here's where it takes a turn. The downstairs neighbors, they brought out the big guns. Well, not literally, more like...
Figuratively.
Figuratively. They brought out a broomstick.
A broomstick.
A broomstick.
Okay, all right. This is where it gets interesting.
Oh, yeah. So picture this. Every time our listener shifted in their chair or even like breathed too loudly, bang, the downstairs neighbors would slam that broomstick against the ceiling.
It's almost comical, but I'm sure for our listener, it wasn't funny at all.
Not even a little bit. And it wasn't like a one-time thing either. They were doing this, like, all the time. Every little sound. Broomstick to the ceiling.
I can only imagine the stress. It's like you'd never feel comfortable in your own home, you know?
Right. Always on edge. But this is where our listener, being so, I don't know, organized, really comes in handy.
Yeah.
Because they didn't just, like, remember these incidents. They were logging everything.
Logging.
Yeah. Dates, times. They even started recording the sounds, basically built a whole file on this broomstick situation.
Wow, that's smart. Evidence is key in these kinds of things, right? Gives a clearer picture than just he said, she said.
Exactly. And guess what the recording showed? No excessive noise coming from their apartment. Just, you know, normal living sounds.
See, that's what I mean. Having that proof can really make a difference. But unfortunately, the story doesn't end there. It actually takes a bit of a turn.
Because just when you thought broomsticks were bad, it gets... well, even weirder. We're shifting from inside the apartment to the parking lot now.
Oh, boy. Parking lot drama. Always a recipe for...
for disaster.
Oh, yeah.
You got it. So one weekend, the listener's flatmate, their boyfriend's visiting, parks in their assigned spot. Simple enough, right?
Seems straightforward. Assigned spot should be easy peasy.
Right. Well, turns out the downstairs neighbors had parked their car in that exact spot, blocking him in completely.
Parking wars, never fun.
The worst. So they try to be reasonable, ask nicely if they can move their car, you know, just trying to resolve it like adults.
How'd that go?
About as well as you'd expect with these neighbors. Things escalated quickly. The neighbor's son got involved. Let's just say not exactly a good Samaritan type.
No.
Yeah, it was like all that tension from the noise complaints just exploded.
Sometimes it's those little things, you know, like the parking spot becomes the final straw after weeks of whatever else has been going on.
Totally. And sadly, this time, it got physical. The neighbor's son, he calls over some friends, and they actually assaulted the boyfriend right there in the parking lot. Left him bruised, needing medical attention.
See, that's what worries me about those situations. You never know how someone might react, and it can escalate from, like, 0 to 100 real fast.
It's terrifying how quickly things can turn dangerous. And to make matters worse, after the assault, the building management, still silent.
You're kidding. After a physical altercation.
No response, no calls, no emails, nothing. Like, they just vanished. Which, honestly, at that point, might be worse than being unhelpful.
Because then it's like, what's the point of even having them? It sends a message that this behavior is okay, which it's not.
I mean, you'd think an assault, that's it, right? Someone's got to step in.
You'd hope so, but no, not in this case.
Because it gets worse. Way worse.
No, tell me more.
So remember, they already assaulted the boyfriend, right? Well, now they're adding insult to injury. Literally. The neighbors lawyer up, threatened to sue our listener.
They're suing them.
Suing them, claiming it's the listener who's disturbing the peace, harassing them with excessive noise. Are we living on the same planet?
Wow. Talk about turning the tables. It's almost like psychological manipulation, making the listener doubt what actually happened.
It's mind-boggling, right? And to make it all even weirder, the flatmate's parents, the apartment owners, they're hesitant to get involved.
I can see how that would be tricky. On one hand, there are landlords, but then there's family, too. Tough spot.
No kidding. So now, our listener, they're left with this huge question mark. What now? Do they fight back?
Yeah.
Get their own lawyer? It's a lot to deal with.
It really is. And emotionally, it takes a toll, even if you're in the right.
And that's the thing. Our listeners, they're talking about anxiety, paranoia, being afraid in their own home.
That's the thing about harassment. It takes away that sense of safety. The place you should feel most comfortable becomes
a nightmare.
Exactly.
It's heartbreaking. We started with a noise complaint, and now it's this whole messed up situation.
It shows how important it is to address these things early on, because you never know how they'll escalate.
It really makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, what would any of us do if we were in our listener's shoes? It's a tough one. But I hope by, you know, sharing these stories, even though they're tough to hear, it gets people talking, makes them more aware. Because everyone deserves to feel safe at home. That shouldn't be a question mark.
I couldn't agree more.
And that's it for this deep dive. We'll be back next time with another look at the world of nightmare neighbors. And hopefully some tips on how to navigate those tricky situations.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.